All right, it is Friday, ready for the weekend, and Mr. Kiger's here again.
Good morning.
Good morning. By the way, it's the weekend, and I've been thinking about, you know, what are we going to do for the weekend? And what kind of activities are we gonna do? And you sometimes, Freddie tipped me off to this a moment ago, he has a variety vacation land question today.
Yes.
Maybe some idea in here for you and what your activities might be over the coming weekend.
Well, we've been trying to do that all summer, just give you a little tip. Yeah, with places that you can get to in a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
Right from Chapel Hill.
There goes Yoko Ono.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, really. Okay, so you got an idea for a little downtown.
To what North Carolina location would I travel if I wanted to visit the North Carolina Transportation Museum?
Oh.
What location, what little town slash city would I go if I wanted to visit the North Carolina Transportation Museum?
Well, that's not exactly a destination that I would pick out.
But it's a good little spot. Yeah.
Great question, though.
I guess it'd be about an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Just north of Salisbury. If you know the answer, give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
You can win a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers, where you are
good to go.
Call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. A lot of things have changed at WCHL, including a brand new broadcast location at University Place in Chapel Hill. But one thing hasn't changed, and that's our Hometown Hero program. Our friends at Performance Auto Mall and all of us at WCHL have been saluting hometown heroes for a long time. There's one every week. Tell us about someone you think should be in our spotlight. Go to chapelboro.com and nominate that special person. Thanks on behalf of Performance Auto Mall and all of us here at 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Freddie, you want to know where the State Museum of
North Carolina Transportation Museum?
Yeah, I don't know.
Spencer, North Carolina.
Spencer, North Carolina.
Yeah, if you go down 85,
right
at the point where you're getting right to the Yadkin River, you'll see all the signs. It's located on the site, the museum of what was once the Southern Railway Company's largest steam locomotive servicing facility.
Huh.
And J.P. Morgan, who was Southern's owner at the time, chose that site at Spencer because of its location midway between the railroad's major terminal points of Washington, D.C. and Atlanta, Georgia. Kind of the middle spot. If you go there, there are train rides, there are exhibits, there are steam and diesel locomotives. Actual locomotives and train rides are just a small part of what the museum has to offer. It's a fun little day trip.
So you've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually wrote the text for a documentary that was used for the museum. Yeah.
No kidding.
Along with Tim Tew, T-E-W, who's one of my ESPN colleagues, an Emmy award-winning cameraman.
What, you wrote it and he voiced it?
He produced it, and I did the writing. I did a lot of the writing and the narration for it, actually.
Oh, you did the narration, too?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Well, I have to go there so I can hear that and see
it. Well, me and you could we could take the train.
Yeah. Let's do that one day.
That'd be a good outing.
Yeah.
Everybody have a great weekend.
You too, Freddie.
Thanks, man.